This article will be studied during the week of May 11th through 17th. Trust in the Sovereign Ruler of the Universe. Theme text: Jehovah, you alone are the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 83:18. Song 7. Jehovah, our strength. Focus: to strengthen our trust that Jehovah is the universal sovereign, and to reassure us that He will help us overcome the trials we face now and in the future.
Paragraph 1, question: what tragic events did Job face?
Job, an ancient man of faith, had lost almost everything: his children, his health, and his wealth. In addition, his good reputation was destroyed. As for his friends, much of what they said was discouraging. Even his beloved wife became so distraught that she urged him to curse God and die. Job 2:9. These tragic events could have eroded Job's trust in the true God, making him doubt that Jehovah would protect those who love and serve Him.
Paragraphs 2 and 3, question: what might we begin to wonder, and what will we learn from the book of Job?
At times, we too experience challenging situations that can severely test our trust in Jehovah. We are living in critical times, hard to deal with. 2 Timothy 3:1. When we face trial after trial, we may feel overwhelmed and unable to endure. Such experiences have made some wonder whether Jehovah really cares about them. If you personally have ever had such feelings, do not lose heart. Job learned that Jehovah rescues those who are loyal to Him. We can build a similar unbreakable trust in our Heavenly Father. To help us reach that goal, let us look at the book of Job and see how it reassures us of two key points. First, Jehovah alone is the sovereign ruler of the universe. Second, our Almighty God can control world events to ensure that His stated purpose is fulfilled, and that His people are protected from permanent spiritual and physical harm. Satan entered among them.
Paragraph 4, question: who attended the gathering in heaven mentioned in the book of Job?
One day, the sons of the true God gathered before Jehovah in heaven. The account adds, Satan also entered among them. Job 1:6. This is the earliest reference in the Bible to the descriptive title of Jehovah's chief opposer, Satan, or the resister. By this time, Satan was no longer a faithful son of God. He had become an enemy of Jehovah and of the heavenly and the earthly parts of his family. Jehovah indicated that Satan was no longer part of his heavenly family when he spoke the words recorded at Genesis 3:15. Thus, Satan is not part of the woman, Jehovah's family of spirit creatures, who would produce the offspring.
Paragraph 5, question: what do we learn by examining what was said at the gathering in heaven?
Jehovah had what was said at that gathering in heaven recorded in the Bible. Satan's words make it obvious that he is a cold-hearted slanderer. That Jehovah had this heavenly scene included in the Bible reassures us that He exercises His superior authority in a perfect, just way. It serves to show also that the Almighty sets the limits on what others can do. Jehovah sets the limits.
Paragraph 6, question: how did Jehovah show that He was in full control of the meeting in heaven? Job 1:7 and 8 reads,
Then Jehovah said to Satan, Where have you come from? Satan answered Jehovah,
From roving about on the earth and from walking about in it.
And Jehovah said to Satan, Have you taken note of my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth. He is an upright man of integrity, fearing God and shunning what is bad.
Jehovah was in full control of that meeting. He asked Satan, "Have you taken note of my servant Job?" Yes, Jehovah was fully aware that Satan had singled out faithful Job as his target. Let us consider how Jehovah would use his supreme power in behalf of Job.
Paragraph 7, question. According to Job 1, 10, and 11, what did Satan imply about why humans serve Jehovah? Job 1, 10, and 11 reads,
"Have you not put up a protective hedge around him and his house and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his livestock has spread out in the land. But for a change, stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your very face."
Jehovah is the Almighty Sovereign of the universe, and he uses his authority and power in ways that he sees fit. Even so, Satan asserted that Jehovah used his powers inappropriately. In effect, Satan was claiming that God bribes humans such as Job to serve him. Satan also implied that those who serve Jehovah do so only because of what they can get from him. How did Jehovah respond?
Paragraphs 8 and 9, question. What clear limits did Jehovah set for Satan, and why? Job 1:12 reads,
"Then Jehovah said to Satan, 'Look, everything that he has is in your hand. Only do not lay your hand on the man himself.' So Satan went out from the presence of Jehovah."
Jehovah allowed the devil the opportunity to test his claim, but within a set boundary. God clearly stipulated, "Do not lay your hand on the man, Job, himself." Before everyone in attendance, Jehovah set the limits for Satan's attacks. Satan was powerless to go beyond that mandate, so he had no choice but to operate within those limits. And that is still the case today. Jehovah thus used his authority and power to protect Job and to protect his own reputation. Satan's initial attack failed miserably. Job continued faithful to his heavenly Father. However, the resister had not yet finished testing Job.
The picture for paragraphs 8 and 9 shows Satan in heaven speaking disrespectfully to Jehovah in front of the angels. The picture caption reads, "Jehovah permitted Satan to present his challenge before onlookers." Paragraph 10, question, why did Jehovah allow Satan to test Job further? Job 2:2-6 reads,
"Then Jehovah said to Satan, 'Where have you come from?' Satan answered Jehovah,
'From roving about on the earth and from walking about in it.'
And Jehovah said to Satan, 'Have you taken note of my servant Job? There is no one like him on the earth. He is an upright man of integrity, fearing God and shunning what is bad. He is still holding firmly to his integrity, even though you try to incite me against him to destroy him for no reason.' But Satan answered Jehovah,
'Skin for skin. A man will give everything that he has for his life. But for a change, stretch out your hand and strike his bone and flesh, and he will surely curse you to your very face.'
Then Jehovah said to Satan, 'Look, he is in your hand. Only do not take his life.'"
This time, Satan intensified his efforts to break Job. Satan claimed that Job would surely curse God in order to save his own skin. To settle the matter, Jehovah allowed the devil to strike that faithful man. But once more, Jehovah set the limits, saying, "Do not take his life." Satan had no choice but to comply with the restrictions placed on him. Again, we see that the Most High was in control during Job's trial because Satan could not go beyond the limits that Jehovah had set. Jehovah ends Job's suffering.
Paragraph 11, question. Once Jehovah ended Job's trials, how did he reward Job? Job 42:10-13 reads,
After Job had prayed for his companions, Jehovah removed Job's tribulation and restored his prosperity. Jehovah gave him double what he had before. All his brothers and sisters and all his former friends came to him and ate a meal with him in his house. They sympathized with him and comforted him over all the calamity that Jehovah had allowed to come upon him. Each of them gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. So Jehovah blessed the last part of Job's life more than the beginning. And Job came to have 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 pairs of cattle, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also came to have 7 more sons and 3 more daughters.
It became clear that Job would not compromise, and Jehovah put a stop to Satan's attacks. Jehovah took action to end the suffering of his faithful servant. Once again, the resister was powerless to block Jehovah's decision. Satan was no longer allowed to continue directly attacking Jehovah's precious servant, Job.
Paragraph 12. Give an example of the outcome for those trusting in Jehovah's saving power.
During the last days, many have experienced Jehovah's saving power. For example, in 1945, there were 230 of Jehovah's Witnesses who survived an infamous Nazi death march from a concentration camp. They wrote these words in a resolution regarding their terrifying experience. A long, hard period of testing lies behind us, and those who have been preserved, snatched as it were from the fiery furnace, do not even have the smell of fire on them. To the contrary, they are full of strength and power from Jehovah. They added, We have only one desire after our stay in the lion's den, that we be permitted to serve Jehovah for all eternity. That would be, in itself, our greatest reward.
Paragraph 13, question. What confidence can you have as you face trials?
We too may experience moments in our life when we are figuratively thrown into the lion's den. We may sometimes feel beaten down and wonder if our trial will ever end. In such moments, remembering Job's experience can help. We can have full confidence in Jehovah's power to end our suffering, whether he does so now or in the new world to come. He will not allow this system to go on past the time that he has set to end it.
The picture collage for paragraph 13 shows Jehovah's servants suffering in different ways. An older brother being consoled by a younger brother as they grieve together at a grave in a cemetery. Parents sit hopelessly at their young daughter's bedside in a hospital. An imprisoned brother digs with a shovel in extreme heat while he is guarded by an armed soldier. The picture caption reads, Jehovah will put an end to the suffering of his loyal servants.
Jehovah loves his loyal servants.
Paragraphs 14 and 15 question. How does Jehovah feel about rewarding his loyal servants? Job 14:15 reads,
You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the work of your hands.
Our Heavenly Father has a special attachment to those who are loyal to him. He treasures them so much that if they should fall asleep in death, he will restore them to life. He will reverse the pain caused by death. Even though Job continued to live in a world dominated by Satan, we know from the reliable record in the Bible that Jehovah restored Job's health and gave him even more blessings than he had prior to his being tested. Those blessings were just a preview of what Jehovah will do for Job in the future. Jehovah showed that he wants his loyal ones to be completely happy and to enjoy life. In fact, Jehovah will give all those who prove loyal the opportunity to enjoy perfect life on a paradise earth. As the sovereign ruler of the universe, he has the desire to do so. How that thought comforts us when we have to endure trials.
The cover picture for paragraphs 14 and 15 shows Job, healthy and well-dressed, enjoying the company of many friends who are visiting him and his wife at their home. The cover picture description and caption read, "After his trials, Job and his wife enjoyed rich blessings from Jehovah." Paragraph 16, question. What further reason is there to trust in Jehovah as the sovereign ruler?
After a long life, Job eventually died. But Jehovah is the sovereign ruler, the Almighty, who has power even over death. So nobody can stop him from resurrecting those whom he loves. And this will be at a time that he chooses. Trust in Jehovah completely.
Paragraph 17, question. What shows that Satan has failed in his efforts to snuff out Jehovah's people?
The Bible account of Job provides us with solid reasons for trusting in Jehovah completely. How thankful we are that Satan has failed in his efforts to snuff out Jehovah's people. Today, some 9 million faithful servants of Jehovah are a living testimony to the power of the true sovereign ruler. Time and again, we have seen that weapons formed against Jehovah's servants are not successful. Iron-like nations and religious institutions have not been able to crush Jehovah's seemingly defenseless people. And nothing can stop us from spreading the truth about Jehovah and from exposing Satan as a fraud and a murderer. Even death cannot stop us, because Jehovah will restore to life any who die loyal to him.
Paragraph 18, question. Why can we face the future with confidence?
As we meditate on the true life account of Job, we strengthen our faith that we can face the future with confidence. During the Great Tribulation, God's people will appear vulnerable, and Satan and his agents will seem to have gained the upper hand. But just as in Job's day, Jehovah will be in full control and will not allow Satan to cause any permanent harm. The time is rapidly approaching when Jehovah will end the suffering that Satan has brought on mankind. The devil and his demons will be confined to an abyss for 1,000 years. Eventually, Satan and all those who side with him will meet their end. As Jehovah declared, Satan's head will be crushed. He will be completely destroyed once for all time.
Paragraph 19, question. What reward awaits those who trust in Jehovah completely?
True worshipers eagerly look forward to a restoration of perfect life and happiness in the new world soon to be here. Life will be even better than we can imagine. Jehovah promises, "Look, I am making all things new." Revelation 21:5. What will that entail? For the first time in thousands of years, mankind will be free of the corrupt, hateful, destructive influence of Satan and his demons. The sense of relief will be wonderful. Never again will the anxieties of this old world cause you to suffer a sleepless night. Armageddon survivors will see miraculous healings on a global scale. In addition, the resurrection of our dead loved ones will finally begin. We will be able to experience life as our Heavenly Father intended.
The picture for paragraph 19 shows the brothers and sisters from the previous images enjoying life on a paradise earth. The older brother, now young, enjoys a walk with his wife. The parents enjoy a walk with their daughter, who is now in good health. The once imprisoned brother sits under a tree next to a lion cub and reads his Bible. The picture caption reads, "Faithful ones who in the past endured trials will enjoy Jehovah's rich blessings." Paragraph 20, question. What are you determined to do?
As we courageously face any remaining trials in these last days, let us be determined to trust completely in Jehovah and support His sovereignty. May we demonstrate our love for our Heavenly Father and prove that Satan is wrong. Yes, we can confidently look to the future under the rule of our sovereign Jehovah, who longs to reward His faithful ones in a mighty way. How does the Bible account about Job prove that Jehovah is the Most High in the universe? Jehovah yearns to reward His loyal servants. You can completely trust in Jehovah, the sovereign ruler of the universe. Song 153, Give Me Courage. End of article.